didn't get it? How about now? All right, excellent. All right, let's start over again. Good afternoon, and this is the meeting of the Fresno County Local Agency Formation, also known as LAFCO. So let's start off with basically roll call. Madam Clerk.
Let the record reflect, Commissioner Magsig will not be in attendance this afternoon. Commissioner Martinez.
Here.
Commissioner Mendez.
Here.
Commissioner Parra.
Here.
Chair Santoyo.
Here. All right. With that, well, let's go ahead and do the flag salute. And Victor, you want to go ahead and lead us on that?
Yes. Everybody, please. Ready? Salute. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
All right. Additions to the agenda. Madam Clerk, you want to go ahead and reflect?
Item number three is additions to the agenda. This item is to address any need to move the order of the items on the agenda, or if there is a requested addition for a matter that was identified after the preparation of the agenda in which there is a need to take immediate action.
So I'll first go to the commissioners and see, is there any need for any changes to the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll just go to the public and see if there's any comments from the public that they would like to come and speak on any item that's not currently listed under the consent agenda. Since there's not a big rush, we will move forward. Okay, item five, Madam Clerk.
Item number five is potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
Okay, so to the commissioners, any conflict of interest? All right, well, we'll move on to item six.
Item number six is the consent agenda, items 6A through 6C. 6A being the minutes from the LAFCO meeting of October 8th, 2025. 6B, the 2026 LAFCO hearing and office calendar. 6C, request authorization for the destruction of LAFCO public records.
Okay, so this will only take a single vote, but before we go there, is there any items that the commissioners would like to remove from the consent agenda? All right, not hearing any. We also give the public an opportunity to do the same. And it doesn't seem like there's going to be any changes, so we'll move on.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion, we got a second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. What's next on here?
Item number seven is executive officer comments.
All right, Brian, don't make it too long.
I will try not to. Good afternoon, commissioners. Looking forward to a January hearing. Consent calendar, we only have our minutes proposed. Regular agenda, we're looking at our mid-year finances and work program report, Fowler Municipal Service Review, and then we have a audit firm selection, two items, one for the local auditing that we're looking to get done. And then we are also involved in a group audit process as well. We're hoping to have an update for you and possibly a consideration for a firm for that as well, depending on how discussions go. October financials are in front of you. Just a heads up that we do have one of our CDs eligible for renewal. It looks like the rate dropped from 4.1 to 4.0. Our regular savings account is at 3.2%, so as long as the CD is greater, we're going to keep rolling with that. If that continues to drop, then moving forward, we'll transition back to regular savings accounts. The state unemployment insurance, we got a notification from our payroll vendor that the state did not make those payments again, and so we will have to be covering a little bit more of that. So we'll have more details in January of what that looks like. I'm hoping to get it in time for the January hearing. If not, I will update you all in February on where that landed. Cal LAFCO, you have your action plan update in front of you. If you have any questions, please let me know. There is a special meeting in February. We typically have these meetings at regular CALAFCO conferences, and so whoever's attending, we just make them the regular voting delegate and the alternate. But since this is a special meeting, it's up to the commission. I can bring back an item in January if you wish to change those delegates, or we can just keep them the same. The last time it was Para as the regular and myself as the alternate. So if there's any interest in that, don't need a decision today, but just let me know. I can bring that back in January in case there's interest in that. I am currently involved in developing the mentorship program with CALAFCO, and that is getting near rolling out. That is on your action plan as well. And then the conference was great. I think everybody had a good time. The first round of CALAFCO bylaws were approved, and that really is the first step to paving the way to bringing back the majority of members that had left. And so we're hoping to get a lot of them back on board by the next cycle when it's time to renew again for CALAFCO. They did update the Sphere. It's their version of the CALAFCO Journal. It's a yearly update. I just wanted to note that in that there was maybe 8 articles. Fresno LAFCO or Fresno staff were mentioned in 3 of those 8 articles. So we've been rolling and taking care of some business here, and I just want to note that staff is doing a great job with that. The next conference is in Sacramento, October 21st to 23rd, 2026. So start putting that on your calendars now in case you have interest in attending. Civic Bound beta testing is still underway. The vendor let us know that they are looking at drafting the first version of their agreement. So once that is ready, we will work with our legal counsel to get some comments on that. We really would like to see there have been a lot of updates and things are running smoothly, but we want to have one whole meeting where all of the projects have been processed through the new system and that everything is working smoothly before we look at signing that agreement. But the discussions and development of that, I think, are okay to get started and have that ready. And then to close out the day, we had 2 extension of service requests approved. 2062 North Lead Avenue was a request for water only, and 4766 West Shields was a request for sewer only. Those were emailed out to you when they were approved, but if you have any questions on those or anything else in my comments today, I'm happy to address that.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Does the commission have any questions for Brian?
I'll just piggyback. I was going to make my comments during my comments, but it goes with this with the conference. The conference was well attended. There wasn't the infighting that I always see, like from the Keen or whatever his name is, that always starts the ruckus. The classes were great. The guest speaker was awesome. I loved that, the captain there. And the classes that these folks get that we don't give, that you can only get with CALAFCO, you know, I'm just an advocate for it. I did see where it's going, and they are going in the direction that we want them to. So mm-hmm. Just want to make my comments.
Okay. Anybody else have anything there? Okay, so then I will close that and move into basically any reports or comments from the commissioners. Anything? Nope. All right. All right. The vice chair is suggesting motion to adjourn. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Okay, so you gave the motion, right? Okay. Excellent. All right, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we are adjourned.
Not a record.
Well, no, I already